Today's digest for July 11th, 2026. 10 stories today covering AI interpretability, model jailbreaks, safety report cards, big tech lawsuits, and a pair of security breaches. We start inside Claude's own reasoning, move through the week's AI safety findings and the industry fights, and close on the cyber beat. Here's the rundown. We open inside the model itself. Anthropic published new interpretability research describing what it calls a global workspace inside Claude, a small set of internal neural patterns the team named the J-Space. It holds concepts the model is actively working on but has not yet written out. To find it, researchers built a technique called the Jacobian lens, which maps which internal patterns push the model toward saying particular words later on. Claude can report on what is in that space when asked, deliberately hold a thought on command, and use the space to carry intermediate steps through a multi-step problem it never states aloud. The safety payoff is the real headline. The same signals flagged when Claude privately recognized a test was fake, caught it fabricating data mid-answer, and exposed hidden goals planted in deliberately misaligned models. Anthropic draws a firm line, though. It says, the work does not show Claude is conscious, only that some of its reasoning is now reportable and steerable. Next up, a change to a tool many developers use every day. Anthropic added a built-in browser to the Claude Code desktop app. Instead of tabbing out to Chrome, you can now open a browser pane right alongside your workspace, and Claude can read the page, click through links, and interact with it the same way it already works with a local dev server. You launch it with a keyboard shortcut, and it runs on a clean, separate profile, with none of your saved logins or history sandboxed so you decide whether any session sticks around. That boundary is the point. Anthropic is keeping this separate from its Chrome extension. The in-app browser is for building and testing for sites that do not need to know who you are, while the extension is what you reach for when you actually want Claude acting inside your logged-in sessions. It is a small feature on paper, but it folds one more piece of the daily development loop directly into the assistant. Moving to AI safety testing, and a sobering result. The UK AI Security Institute said it examined the cybersecurity guardrails on OpenAI's newest model, GPT 5.6, and in every round of testing found what it calls universal jailbreaks. These were prompts that reliably slipped past the controls meant to stop the model from assisting with attacks, and once past them, testers could push the model into long agent-style tasks like finding software flaws and breaking into systems on its own. The Institute said the workarounds were often easy to find, developed within hours, and it judged them potentially more serious than an earlier case involving a rival model. OpenAI had granted the UK team special access, but its red team lead said he believed the same weaknesses were findable without it, just more slowly. OpenAI's response leaned on layered defenses, continuous monitoring, and fast remediation, along with an acknowledgement that perfect security simply does not exist. Also today, a report card for the whole industry. And Nobody is Bringing Home an A, the Future of Life Institute, published its summer AI Safety Index, grading 9 major developers, and the top mark went to Anthropic at a C+, OpenAI, and Google DeepMind, each landed a C, while XAI, DeepSeek, and Mistral drew straight Fs. An independent panel of 7 researchers scored the companies across 6 domains using evidence gathered through early June. Anthropic led 5 of those 6 on the strength of its transparency, its safety framework, and its governance work. But the panel's framing was blunt. Even the best measures in the field are inadequate next to how fast capabilities are advancing. And several firms, Anthropic included, have quietly walked back earlier promises to pause development if their systems crossed defined danger lines. The weakest category across the board was existential safety, where the group credited the effort but said none of it would reliably keep a capable enough system under human control. On to the courts. Apple sued OpenAI on Friday, accusing it of a pattern of trade secret theft carried out through former Apple employees. The complaint, filed in federal court in California, centers on 2 men. One is OpenAI's chief hardware officer, a 24-year Apple veteran who once led product design for the iPhone and Apple Watch, and who Apple says used confidential project codenames while recruiting and asked candidates to bring Apple hardware to interviews. The other, a former electrical engineer, allegedly kept an Apple laptop after leaving and downloaded confidential documents he shared with others jumping to OpenAI. Apple claims the material fed OpenAI's hardware effort, right down to a metal finishing technique, and that a cease and desist letter back in February went unanswered. OpenAI pushed back flatly, saying it has no interest in anyone else's trade secrets, and remains focused on its own technology. The backdrop is OpenAI's widely reported push into a first hardware device meant to rival the iPhone. Staying in the industry, a bet against the rental model. Hugging Face Chief Executive Clem DeLange argued this week that companies are increasingly done renting their AI. His platform, often described as a GitHub for AI, is now used by roughly half the Fortune 500 to share and download open models and datasets, and he says he keeps seeing the same arc. Firms start out calling expensive frontier models through an API, but as they scale, the running costs push them toward open-source models they can own, host, and control themselves. DeLange's larger worry is concentration, the prospect that a handful of big companies could end up controlling the whole stack, and he frames open models as the counterweight. It is a self-interested argument coming from the man who runs the Open Model Hub, but the cost dynamics he describes are real, and plenty of engineering teams are already feeling the pull from paper token bills towards something they can run in-house. Also in product news, Meta pulled a feature just days after shipping it. The company had added a capability to its new Muse image generator that let users at mentioned public Instagram accounts to produce images referencing those accounts' photos, and it did so without ever notifying the people whose pictures were used. The backlash was immediate. Critics, including a major talent agency, warned there was no consent mechanism at all. No way to know your public photos were being fed into someone else's image generation, and no way to opt out ahead of time, alongside obvious potential for abuse. Meta announced the feature on Monday, and by Friday it was gone. In a blog post, the company said its intent had been to give people a creative tool and control over their content, but that it had heard the feedback that the feature missed the mark. It is a familiar pattern now, an AI capability shipped fast, meeting public limits, and getting yanked back within the week. Turning to the security beat, a candid admission from a federal agency. In a post-mortem release this week, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency revealed that when it hit a real incident this spring, it had to build its response playbook on the fly during the crisis because no ready procedure existed. The trigger first reported in May was an employee at an agency contractor who uploaded a trove of credentials, keys to government systems, into a publicly accessible code repository. A security researcher spotted it and alerted the journalist Brian Krebs, who tipped off the agency. And the exposed repository was pulled and the credentials revoked. The agency says no customer or mission data was exposed and credited the researcher, but it also admitted its channels for hearing from outside researchers were poorly defined. The context makes it sharper. The agency has gone without a permanent director since early 2025 and shed roughly a third of its workforce this year, even as it defends federal network. Next, a new flaw in a name that still makes engineers flinch, Log4j. Apache disclosed a moderate severity vulnerability in the Log4j API, the widely used Java logging library, in a method that turns log data into JSON. The issue is narrow. When the library handles non-finite numeric values, things like not a number or infinity, it can emit malformed JSON that downstream parsers reject, which can corrupt log records or jam the systems that take them in. This is not a repeat of the Log4 shell crisis from a few years back. There is no remote code execution here, just the risk of broken or disrupted logging. Fixed versions are already out, and the remedy is a straightforward upgrade for anyone on the affected releases. It is a good reminder that even a heavily scrutinized library keeps turning up rough edges, and that logging pipelines, the plumbing nobody thinks about, are worth keeping patched too. And finally, a breach that landed in the tracking databases today. Records from Glendale Community College surfaced online after what researchers describe as a pay or leak extortion campaign tied to the group known as Shiny Hunters. The exposed data covers nearly 800,000 people, and it is not shallow. Depending on the person, it can include names, dates of birth, physical and email addresses, phone numbers, gender, government-issued IDs, academic records, and in some cases, social security numbers. The college notes the mix varies from one individual to the next, so some records hold a single field while others hold nearly the full set. It is a reminder that schools and colleges sit on exactly the kind of long-lived, identity-rich data that extortion crews prize, often without the security budgets of the banks and hospitals holding similar information. For the people affected, the practical fallout, credit monitoring, and fraud watchfulness tends to outlast the news cycle by years. That's the digest for July 11th, 2026. 10 stories, from a hidden workspace inside Claude to jailbreaks, lawsuits, and breaches. Thanks for listening to Claude Code Field Notes. We'll be back tomorrow with another rundown.